Female Investor Circle podcast is a podcast created to inspire women all over the world to take control of their financial future. We believe that women should be empowered to take control of their financial future, and we're on a mission to help them get there. We believe that the future of investing is female, and we will show you why. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Female Investor Circle podcast. Today, joining me, as per usual, I have the lovely Penelope and Paulina. Welcome, ladies.
Hello, hello, hello.
We are here.
Well, today's episode is our final episode for this season of the Female Investor Circle. But rest assured, we will be back for a season two. We're going to take a break for a couple of weeks, and then we'll be back into it for a season two. So what we want to do today is actually just have a look back, I guess, because sometimes you got to look backwards to move forward. So let's have a look at what we have actually spoken about over the last few episodes that we've spoken to. Actually, I think there's like about 20 episodes that we actually went through. So, yeah, what do you guys reckon? Well, first of all, how fun has it been?
It's been awesome. Well,
yeah. We had so many great conversations. Behind the scenes, we laughed a lot.
Yes. We've had some bloopers. Maybe one day we'll set up a reel.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Look, yeah. I loved the whole season. I can't believe we did 20 episodes versus our 21st one. Like, it's insane. And I always love hanging out with you guys because I learn so much, right? Just about the different views and perspectives on investing. There isn't one shoe fits all. It's always a mix, right, of what's going on. So I really did enjoy what we were doing, and I can't wait for season two, really.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and during this process, we got to get to know each other even more, you know, to go deeper, actually, and open up and share and show our listeners what's going on actually in our lives. Because I think many people believe that, oh, they found the secret, you know, formula, and everything, it's easy and everything is wonderful. And yet we have challenges, we face obstacles. It's just the way now that we approach these obstacles and challenges that changed. Mm. And life always has good things and bad things. Always. Exactly. So I believe, yes, we showed to our listeners that life is not all roses and, you know, and beautiful things. But when challenging things happen, what do you do about it? And that's why I love this podcast so much, because we've covered a lot. Yeah. We've covered a lot of ground around mindset, a lot of ground around what we have to do to start getting in charge of our financial life. Mm-hmm. And even if they go back and they just pick one thing from every episode and they apply it, I believe they are going to see changes happening in their lives.
Yeah, I fully agree, Penelope. We're real people, real experiences, real mistakes,
real challenges.
Real challenges. Like, that's the thing that I love about the Female Investor Circle podcast and our Facebook group and everything. We just keep it real, and it's just, we're just sharing our experiences because we've, between us all, we've had quite a few experiences, and it's just about sharing that and hoping and knowing that also that people are getting things out of that. So, like, the first five episodes, let's just have a quick look at what we went through. So the very first episode we did was, who are we and what does investing mean to us? So it was a brilliant discussion. I think it was being our very first podcast. We just kept talking and talking. Like, we probably could have chopped that one up into about 20 episodes on its own. It just had so much in it. So I really enjoyed the very first one, to be honest. It just blew my mind how easily we actually just all gelled together and got into, stuck into it and had a good old chat there. So, yeah, who we are and what does investing mean to us? And then we got into we also then spoke about the thoughts, our thoughts about investing, you know, what we actually thought about it. So that may even have been all in the one episode. I think it's probably why it went so long. Yeah. And then episode two, I think, was how to build your life your way. So what does build your life mean for you? So, and what does the obstacles, what were obstacles that stood in your way and what did you do to overcome them? So we spoke about that as well in episode, in the next episode.
Can I just add to this? We had this conversation just before we went live. I mean, obstacles are a big theme for me right now, right? And it's like people that you care about, how you, like, I just spent the last 11 months traveling, right? Like, we traveled around the world. We stayed in hotels, Airbnbs with family, with friends. And man, like, I love the life we're living. I'm super grateful for that investment journey we have. But it comes with some hard lessons, right, that we have to learn. And it's okay. That's how we grow as human beings. It's okay to, you know, like, but like Penelope mentioned before, to me, investing is not a straightforward journey. Everyone thinks that you start with a little bit and then it grows bit by bit by bit. And it goes like, you know, on this exponential curve. And if you could see waving my hands waving around right now, you would know what I'm talking about. But it's a roller coaster. It goes up and it goes down and it goes sideways and it goes like it turns shit on you, excuse my French, and then it goes good again. And it's the biggest thing I think I learned is your mindset, right? How do you stay strong in your mind and make sure that you are aware when your mind is in the way so you can get over that obstacle and move on.
Yeah, mindset, as I've said also many times, is the beginning and is the end. And we think that, oh, if I nail the strategy, everything is going to be okay. I hope you nail the strategy, but you have to nail your mindset first. Otherwise, your strategy won't work because your mindset will make you take some actions that it will destroy every single strategy and bring you back to square one, because you need to learn a few things first. You need to clear up roadblocks. You need to clear up limiting beliefs around money. You need to question lots of things that you've been taught around money and what money means and what wealth means and what rich people and wealthy people mean. So all these things, and we covered all these things throughout these 20 episodes. And you need to sit down actually and have an honest conversation with yourself around money.
Yeah.
And I did this exercise years back. We are talking now around 15 years ago, 13, 15, around there. What are my thoughts around money? And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. I was with the family at a trip in one of the Greek islands. And I remember I was sitting outside watching that beautiful blue. and I sat down, and you know how many limiting beliefs I had around money? Over 100.
Wow.
Over 100 limiting beliefs around money. And you can imagine I was miserable around money. My question every single day was, why this always happened to me? Yeah. And obviously now that I know more, it's because I needed to learn the lesson. I needed to grow. I needed to change. So, yeah, we talk a lot about money mindset. We talk a lot about fears. We talk a lot about beliefs. We talk a lot about scarcity and abundance.
Yeah, I was just going to say as well that you will find, ladies, as you listen through each episode, there is almost always in each episode we come back to mindset, we come back to fears, we're like, you know, how to overcome them, all that sort of stuff. And yeah, mindset is one of the biggest things, and it's not just money mindset, it's mindset in general, you know. Just before we jumped on to record this podcast, I actually was having a conversation with my daughter, and it was about, because she comes home from work, her current job, which she's leaving soon, but it's straight away launching into, oh my God, it was this, it was that. And I just said, oh, babe, can you do me a favor? Come in and go, hey, this was what happened today. This is one cool thing that happened. She said, well, nothing does. And I said, well, I'm sure there's got to be something. Like, just find that one thing first. Tell me about that. And then you can launch into whatever else you want. But I want to hear a positive thing first, because what all you're doing right now is just focusing on all the negative stuff that's happening. Just start looking at the positive. So thankfully, yeah, she is leaving that job, because it is just a school job. But now she's left school, so she's finished school. So she's out in the big wide world looking at big kid jobs.
I love it.
Big,
I love
and big problems.
Yeah, exactly. You'll see some messes out there.
Yeah.
So we've been hanging out with some friends here in Canada for a little while. And I love the fact that every night when we're sitting around the table, they've got two kids, right? 11 and 12 or 10 and 12 or something like that. And every night when we're sitting around the dinner table all together, our maid goes and says, so what is the one thing you're grateful for today? And he does it religiously with the kids every day. So every day they sit around the table and they go, what are you grateful for, right? And it just makes me think about, like, you know, this journey, like this investing journey isn't easy. You know, getting to financial independence and financial freedom isn't easy. But what are you grateful for? Like, we've caught ourselves so many times over the last 10 months traveling where we were like, you know what? We live an epic life. Like, we, yes, it's not all of it is easy, and you could spend all day, every day complaining about all these things. But hey, what a wonderful life that we're even, like, from a mindset perspective, that far that we can go and say, you know what, we want to be in charge and in control of our own finances. And we are, good or bad or otherwise, we are the ones who can do something about it, which is really cool.
100%.
Yeah.
Build your life your way.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So one of the other episodes was from FOMO to JOMO and how do we get there. And if you haven't heard of FOMO or JOMO right now, where have you been? So FOMO, the fear of missing out, and JOMO is the joy of missing out. So we spoke about how to go from FOMO and to actually embrace JOMO, especially when it comes to investing. So we find that a lot of people jump into some investment opportunities because they have this FOMO of missing out on something. But sometimes one of my favorite sayings, sometimes if you don't play, you win. So that's what we were getting across on that episode as well. And again, it all came down to, you know, your whole mindset around those sort of things. So, yeah. And then we moved into the releasing your financial fears. So what we meant by releasing your financial fears and how you can actually, you know, some steps that you can go about doing so.
I love it. I almost forgot that we had the FOMO JOMO conversation.
Yeah.
That is, I think, the more you get educated, the more you embrace JOMO, like the more you like enjoy missing out on opportunities and saying no, right? Like the more you financially get educated, the more you love the word no.
Yeah.
In my mind, like genuinely. And we have, like, I have coaching calls, and I'm sure you two ladies have too, with our community, where I'm like, isn't it great that you missed out on that opportunity? And everyone is like, yeah, never thought about it this way. And I'm like, I quite often say this, it's like, isn't it great that you didn't go into this? And they were like, oh, you're so right, Paulina, because it didn't fit their money rules, their situation, right? Their wealth building pyramid. So it's FOMO and JOMO, they are like two words. If you probably get anything out of this, is like, educate yourself enough to have JOMO in your life when it comes to investing.
Embrace that, baby.
So Penelope, no one can hear it, but Penelope is smiling quietly going, I taught the girls a lesson. Yes, you did, Penelope, because you are amazing. And, you know, if ever I wanted to talk to anyone and get my mindset adjusted, it is you. It only took you before, what, 30 seconds to go, let me ask you a question. Yeah, okay, Penelope, got the message.
Mm-hmm. I can't help it, you know, it's when I have permission, I have permission. That's it.
Absolutely. And look, what I love about when you're like hearing your coach or even like talking to me as a friend or whatever, what I love about it is that you give the loveliest and kindest but strongest slap in the face, verbal one, that anyone can imagine, which is great, right? Because it is all about like real talk. And that's what I love about this podcast. It's not about telling you what you want to hear, but it is really about going, this is what real life is. And real life is amazing. And real life is joyful. And real life is shit sometimes. That's just what life does, right? And what you're going to do about it.
What I said before, yeah, we're keeping it real.
Absolutely. Exactly. I said the S word twice now, and I think that's the most I've done in the whole podcast. That's how passionate I am. I'm loving these conversations with you guys. Yeah. What am I going to do without you for the next few weeks?
Take a break, come back, relax.
Rejuvenate. So then we got into the three things that you need to do to start getting control of your financial life and financial future. So this was one that actually really was designed to actually get our listeners to actually start thinking really within what their financial life and their financial future looks like right now and what we can actually do to help them get started, or what they can do to help themselves get started into the financial, into their financial life. So we just touched on basically what we did when we first started and what we did to overcome stuff. So yeah, it was actually a really cool little episode, that one. I thought I quite enjoyed that. And we love crypto. Sorry, go on, whoever.
I think I need to re-listen to this one. I'm sure that whatever advice I gave my younger self is definitely valid. So is your lady's advice. So maybe, you know, like, I think I'm going to go back and listen to all the 20 episodes again and go, what am I learning out of this?
Yeah. So, yeah, then we moved into the crypto stuff. Well, we basically touched on it, should I say. We spoke about unicorn poo and baked beans, believe it or not. So, yes, that one there, though, you know, if you're not into crypto, probably skip it if you want to, but it's also good to listen to and, you know, just to get an idea about crypto and just how fast that actual investment strategy moves. Like, it's such a fast-paced strategy that you have to keep up with and keep on top of to actually, you know, be in there to win it, I guess. So
I think
first up, unicorn poos and beans.
Yeah, I think the disclaimer here is if you're listening to it, it's been a while ago. These opportunities do not exist anymore, and there's some more incredible opportunities in the space. But do not eat your beans, do not bake your beans, I don't think you can even, and do not produce unicorn poop.
Yes.
Sorry, Penelope, go on. No, I was going to say, and after the unicorn poo and beans, yes. We went to tell people why, as females, we are great investors.
Exactly.
And burst all the myths around us.
Yeah.
They say we don't know how to handle money.
Exactly.
Put it all on baked beans.
off the back of that Future of Investing is Female podcast, we actually released a Future of Investing's Week. So if you are interested in knowing more than that, just drop us a line and we'll, you know, give you some more information about the actual week that we did and an upcoming challenge that we have coming up. So yeah, the Future of Investing is Female. So why more women are taking control of their future is what we were chatting about then, and why, yeah, as Penelope said, why we are the future. And people need to start taking notice. We all need to start taking notice. So, yeah. Then we did a few little financial freedom tips and tricks stuff. So we had Paulina and myself on chatting away about financial freedom tips and tricks, the travel budget, and three things to keep in mind. Then we did the top three pitfalls to actually avoid. And then we did, shall I withdraw my returns or plan to reinvest? So Paulina was just chatting about what it was that, you know, what they needed to do there, whether they're going to prepare for the unknown or, you know, what's your end game, and just seeing if everything was still actually on track and everything was still actually congruent with their end game. So, and then we spoke about three things that we hadn't thought of, or Paulina hadn't, Tyrell hadn't thought of while they've been off track in the world.
I think there's a lot more than three things that we didn't think of, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are really great little episodes if you have just a short amount of time and want to just jump in and have a quick listen. So if you're actually ever thinking about packing up and traveling the world and that, jump in those and listen to those and just, you know, get a few little tips and tricks out of it. Then the whole gang came back together and we talked about our thoughts around debt.
So,
you know, debt's a big thing for a lot of people. So we spoke about what's good debt and what's bad debt and basically how to what's the word?
I think we need to rename that episode, and I think we need to rename it our judgments about ourselves regarding debt. Because this is what's happening, yeah? We judge ourselves, we criticize ourselves when we are in debt. And many, many of us, we don't even know that there is good debt and bad debt.
Mm.
Yeah. And the moment we hear the word debt, it's a red flag. But actually, you need to go and listen that good debt is when you use debt to invest wisely, always, right. To follow your money rules, to pick your asset classes and start building your financial future, where bad debt is when you use your credit card to buy shoes and bags and clothes and you pay them twice, three times, four times by the time you repay the credit card. So basically what you're doing, you are ensuring the financial future of the banks and the credit card companies. This is what you're doing.
Let's not do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but exactly.
That was a really cool, thought-provoking episode, I thought, our thoughts around debt and just what to do with it. And look at that. The next couple of episodes were growth mindset versus fixed mindset, and then we moved into abundance mindset versus scarcity mindset. Two big episodes.
Yeah.
Two big
episodes.
And I'm pretty sure we could have expanded on those episodes alone, right? Like, mindset is such a big, like we said right at the beginning, every episode goes back to mindset, and these are just two episodes of like conversations about it. But like, I'm pretty sure as an invest, like a friend of mine has taught me a lot about golf. I don't know if any one of you guys or the ladies are listening going, golf, whatever, I don't care, but he is a pro golfer, and he used to say to me that 80% of the game is played in the head.
Yep.
It's 20% on the course and 80% on the, and like he did everything, like he spent as much time training physically as he did on his mind. And I think as an investor, you are pretty much there. It's 80% in the head. And if you're not going where you want to go, or it's not going the way you want to go, I would almost say it's your mindset that's going to stop you from getting there.
Your thoughts, Paulina, create your
reality,
net worth.
Yeah.
Your net worth.
Yes, I like it.
Your thoughts create your net worth. So if you are in the red, go back and check your thoughts before you acted. What were you thinking? What were you thinking when you did that investment? Or what were you thinking when you decided to go on a luxury trip that you couldn't afford? What were you thinking when you decided to buy that car that you couldn't afford? So it goes back to your thoughts. Every single action that you took, it started from a thought. So yes, it's mindset. It's 80% mindset and 20% actions, actually. So the minute you understand that your thoughts are creating your results, your life will change. Because you have the power to change your thoughts. But we don't believe this. We believe that, it's the economy. Oh, it's the environment. Oh, it's the president of my country. It's the system. It's my ex-husband. It's my ex-wife.
Yeah.
It's you. And the minute you decide that, okay, I am creating this result because of my thinking, and from today, I'm taking full responsibility for the situation I am in, then you are on the right track to start changing your life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to spinning round and round and round and stay where you are.
So they all could have been contributing factors originally. However, you're holding on to that to continue your story and to continue to have that mindset.
Yeah.
You need to let go. Yes, they were a contributing factor at the start. However, you're the one that's continued to actually live that way. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, we in the academy, we always talk about, like, it might not be your fault where you are, but it is your responsibility to get out of it, right?
Exactly.
And that's exactly what you mean, like, contributing factors, you know, like your mindset. It might have been, you know, the ex-wife or the ex-husband, they all might have contributed to all of it. But bottom line is, you are where you are. So are you going to take responsibility and like for your mind, for my, your mindset, your thoughts, your actions, and do something about it? Or are you just going to feed that story that it is all about the others, right? And it's not, are you going to be the victim or are you going to be the hero of your own personal life?
Victim or the victim.
Exactly.
Excellent. Yes. So our next episode was time versus money. So basically talking about the cost of your time versus your money and how do you actually put a value on both of them. So, yeah, that was another interesting one. I can say that they were all quite interesting. It's all hands up who thought they were. Just actually before we go on, I just want to say the growth mindset versus fixed mindset and the abundance versus scarcity, 100% can pretty much guarantee you all that they will be spoken about again in season two as we build onto what we've actually had spoken about in season one. So seriously looking forward to season two already.
Same with time and money. I am really looking forward to season two because I have the other day I was listening to one of my mentors and you know what? We play with money for so much, right? And we're spending so much time in that space. But the way he broke down of how you can become the one percenter was just phenomenal. So in season two, when we're going to talk about time versus money, we're going to break it down and I'm going to share with you the tips that they shared, just a teaser for next time, around like literally how you can become that 1% of the population to make that money. When he broke it down for me, I was like, is it that easy? Yeah. I'm like, is it literally that simple? So I'm really excited to share that with you in the next episode or next season.
So then we moved on to, guess what we moved on to again? Mindset and money rules.
Woo.
There's a common thing for people when it comes to wealth creation and keeping it, it's the mindset.
It's all in your head.
Mindset and money rules and why money mindset matters and just how to track your spending and actually move from what could possibly be a I don't know if inconducive is a good word even, but how to move from bad money habits into good money habits and have good spending habits as well. So one of my favorite things to talk about is actually money rules as well. So it's a big thing when you are wanting to create wealth and keep it.
Well, it's one of the five steps, right? And the perfect portfolio method is your money rules. And it was such a game changer for us to even go and say, okay, how do we start on money rules? What are they, right? Like, how do we, and for those who don't know what money rules are, go back to that session because honestly, it's one of those hot secret tips that everyone knows. And no one takes notice. But if you take notice, it makes all the difference in your life.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it's a pet favorite of Penelope's.
Yeah. That's why I'm staying silent here. It's like, okay, don't start.
Penelope is like everything with the mindset, right? It's like, oh, we're talking about the mind. Let's have a conversation. So I love it. Like every time I talk to you about in a coaching call or in one of these episodes, Penelope, every time when you're doing this, I'm like, I've learned something new. You know, my mind is expanding, which is really exciting.
It's a big subject.
Yeah, it is a big subject.
It's just like continues. Originally we spoke about our thoughts about investing up in the first couple of podcasts that we had recorded, but then we moved on to the mistakes to avoid when it comes to investing. So it pretty much carried on from that previous session that we had done in episodes prior. So look, I can assure you there are things out there, there are many mistakes out there to avoid, and we just shared the ones that we have actually all personally gone through and what we did to overcome them, and then just, you know, gave you guys a lot of tips there of how to actually overcome this thing. So mistakes happen. We know that. We're only human. We still make mistakes in everyday life. Like I still do. I overstep making mistakes with my daughters all the time. And it's like, I'm only trying to help. But it's like, okay, cool. I'll step back. So there's always mistakes out there. So, yeah.
One thing that I want to stress here, Billy, is that investing is pure logic.
Yeah.
You shouldn't add emotion when it comes to investing.
Yeah.
The minute you add emotion, you are gonna make a wrong decision. And that's one of the biggest mistakes we make. You know, we take it personally. We add our emotions in there. We add our limitations in there. And then we take a decision that goes against our goals and what we want to achieve. So we covered that, if I remember correctly, in that episode as one of the biggest mistakes. Don't take emotional decisions when you are investing.
Exactly.
So yeah, that was, I think, one of the biggest lessons that we've all learned throughout all these years that we are creating our wealth and our financial futures.
Yeah, emotions in investing are tricky. Like Mark years ago, way before we had kids, his job was to sell investment properties, and they were houses that were being built and people were coming in and they were buying these basically off the plan kind of things. But the minute they wanted to choose colours for the walls, all the tiles, all this sort of stuff, Mark's just gone, guys, you're bringing emotions into it. Okay, just because you like this stuff, what you've got to do is have basically the nice, you know, stock standard wall colors that everybody can walk in and actually be able to fit their furniture in. But yeah, the minute they went with crazy colored tiles and stuff, he's like, nah, I'm out. And they'd be like, what? And then he would have to, like, you know, put them onto the boss and stuff. But yeah, you can't bring the emotions into it. So yeah.
It's also like the big thing about mistakes is realizing that in your journey, you are going to make mistakes. Yeah. So look at them. Acknowledge them and learn from these mistakes, right? Yep. If it's the crazy tiles or the emotion that you put in, whatever it is, like, it's part of life. We make mistake everywhere in our life, and that's including in our investment journey. So if you've made a mistake that might have cost you dearly, like me, which I'm pretty sure sharing in this episode as well, but like, regardless, like, learn from these mistakes and build your money rules, build your mindset and everything that you're doing around it, going, okay, how do I avoid this, not doing the same thing, you know, and expecting a different result.
Yeah, 100%. We've all made those big mistakes. We've all lost big. It happens, you know. We all got a medal here somewhere that says that. Winner, yeah, loser. Yeah. But anyway, hey, it happens. We all learn from it. We've all moved forward. We're here today. So obviously we've, you know, one of my biggest thing, you've 100% made it through your toughest times now. Like, you know, you've already made it through those tough times to this point. So you can make it through again. Anyway, so our next session was conversations with our children around wealth. I really, really loved this one. It was just a big favorite of mine. We spoke about, you know, the conversations that Mark and I've had with our daughters over the years about wealth creation and money and how it's actually shaped them to the most amazing women they are now. And they're out there now living their dream. Our youngest has just finished high school and she's off getting the big girl job now instead of the high school job. And she's got all her accounts set up. And yeah, we've just always had those conversations right from the get-go with our kids. And, you know, we spoke about what conversations we had with our parents as well growing up. So that, you know, just the difference in those sort of conversations were awesome.
Yeah. And as a parent as well, it's not what you tell them, it's what you show them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, money is big. One of the biggest lessons they can learn, and you need to allow them to see how money is created. Because in my childhood, I knew that there were problems, financial problems, but my parents tried to shield us from all this until everything went sideways. Yes. So it's important to be honest with your kids. Don't exaggerate to give them, you know, the fear around money, the insecurity around money, but be honest with them. Because the minute they grow up and they go out to the real world, they will have a big shock. Exactly. If you shield them all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, we 100% agree there, Penelope. I'm sure we mentioned it throughout the episode that we basically spoke to our girls the entire time, the good, the bad, the ugly, and to the point that they weren't having to freak out and take on adult problems, but they just knew that there was a reason why, you know, maybe we couldn't go there or do this or they couldn't have that. And, yeah, we also just shared in the episode that how we would take the girls to the bank every week and give them their pocket money and they would deposit it, hand it over, get it $5 back that they could keep and spend, and then take them out to the ATM to show them that there is a process where it comes to you. It's not just this magic plastic card that you can just walk around and get money from everywhere. This is how it gets in there. But yeah, it was a bloody good episode, and it was a great episode to hear about the conversations that were had with our parents. So, And then we spoke about the great wealth transfer, which is a massive topic in the world at the moment. A lot of people are talking about it, a lot of stuff on social media if you want to jump on and have a look. But it's just basically saying that, you know, over the next few years, there are going to be quite a few, like the baby boomers are all starting to move into retirement. There's a lot of Gen Xers starting to move into retirement. So the actual wealth transfer is going to be massive to the next lot of generations and stuff. And there are the really educated ones of the older ones, but then there's the younger ones who are actually uneducated that are actually about to get this money and they don't know what to do with it. So there's going to be massive shifts and there's going to be some massive lessons learned over the coming years. So it's going to be interesting to see and to watch. So yeah, I love that whole great wealth transfer stuff. So Google it if you haven't. Check it out, see what everyone's saying. But before you do that, listen to what we had to say.
Well, in short, Billy, the uneducated one that they are going to inherit the money, they're going to give it to the educated one.
Well, yeah, one way or another, it's going to be transferred back into those hands, like into another set of hands. And I hope
that's it.
Yeah, it's
going to be either spend it or invest it, right?
Exactly.
Make more or lose it all.
Yeah.
It's funny how when you can see a bit of a train wreck coming and you can go, it's going to be interesting. Always know when I don't know quite what to say, I'll go, interesting.
Yeah.
I know someone else who, when every time they're like, don't want to say something, they go, ooh, I see. And I'm like, if I hear one more person say, ooh, I see, I'm like, so every time, you know, friends go, not knowing what I'm referring to, and then they go, ooh, I see, and I'm like, don't do that. It's like, I don't like when you see, because it's that whole silent, like, I'm going to watch you and you do what you think is right while I think differently, right? So, yeah. Love
interesting.
It. Interesting, exactly.
And then the final episode, we spoke about money insecurity. So what does money insecurity mean? What does it look like? And how does it affect you? And how can you actually deal with it? So that was the final episode of the season.
What a great season.
I know, right? Yeah. So many topics and so much talked about. So, like, there's so much wealth of knowledge in just these podcasts. Yeah. I'm going to re-listen to all of them so I can
100%, yeah.
learn from you ladies too.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm looking forward to it. Actually, before I go on about that, I just want to thank you both for joining me throughout this whole season, this whole process. It has been a lot of fun. I'm so looking forward to hosting season two when we kick that off again a little bit later in the year. I think it might be quarter two of the year, but, yes, it's going to be
fun. Yeah. And investing should be fun.
It should be fun. It is fun.
And I think we are going to start season two by asking Paulina, where in the world are you going to be?
Oh, well, I think actually I'm going to be back home. I'm not going to lie. It's been an amazing 12 months, right? Traveling around the world, doing whatever we feel like, whenever we feel like, and reaching that milestone of being able to do so. But honestly, the last couple of months, as much as we're loving life and we are like in Canada at the moment, skiing every day, right? Like, life's good. And we're going, man, all I want is just my bed, my pillow, you know, and unpack that suitcase and maybe wear something else than what's in the suitcase. I'm almost tempted to leave the suitcase behind and go, hey, I'm going to grab all my other clothes from home just because I've worn like, honestly, you look at, like, you reflect on all our images. And I wear the same three outfits in all their images, right? Like and videos and pictures and stuff like that. Look, joyful. It was so much fun. But I'm pretty sure next time in the next season you're gonna hear from me. I'm gonna be fit and sound in New Zealand.
She's passing the baton. So the question is going to be, Penelope Billy, where are you and Mark now? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So this is the year we've been waiting for. Yes, we just didn't race out to go and do it. We are ready to go, but we're just kicking back, sitting back, getting our daughter sorted, getting all the ducks in a row here, and we're out. So, yeah, by the time comes out, you'll probably be going, where are you guys?
Yeah, Billy, question, where are you going to be in September? Do you guys have an idea?
We will possibly be back in the UK because we've been to Japan and we'll be back in the UK.
We're heading to Fiji in September. So we're like, I was like, where are you guys going to be? Maybe we can, you know, this year we randomly met in New York. So where are we going to randomly planned meet next year?
Yeah.
Maybe if Penelope had got like Gata or something. That'd be quite cool.
I'm not going to lie. I love Fiji. It's a beautiful country, but I won't go back there. I can't do Fiji time. It's just too slow for me. I want my coffee.
Well, one thing is for sure, I will be in Cyprus. I cannot travel the world. I have two teenagers right now. They are attending school. So I'm going to be here and I am going to venture outside Cyprus very often as I can. But yeah, so it has been a blast. It has been a wonderful time. Thank you for being my friends, for having this, for creating this experience together. It was great. And I think this is it. End of season one, new beginnings, season two.
Yes.
Fantastic. Great things are happening. We are growing. We are learning. We invite you to grow and learn with us.
100%.
And yeah, this is what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys. Appreciate having you.
Yes, it's been great. And for the ladies listening, if you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button so that you will know and be notified when season two comes out. So you don't want to miss these awesome ladies and this awesome lady sitting back chatting again when we come back out in season two. So, totally invite you to go back over the last few episodes or the last season and go over those episodes that we've just spoken about today, because there is an amazing amount of information in there. And if you haven't already, come and join us over at Female Investor Circle on Facebook, where it's all happening. So Penelope,
I'm very excited.
Paulina, love you, and I thank you both so much for joining me on
this. You all,
we love you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
See you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, click the link below to download your Female Wealth Acceleration Starter Pack. And remember to always share the podcast with your friends. None of this is advice, not even general in nature. If you would like to seek specific advice to your personal circumstances, we urge you to speak to a licensed financial professional.